suspicion. And I was swimming, I got caught inside your net. Well, I am your best bet. When you're sailing around the world, I won't mind being the girl. With each wave you hit, no, I'm the mermaid that made it. And that was Smooth Seas Never Made for a Skilled Sailor. You are listening to Hunter. Right, so we're going to do another cover then. You guys like Tom Petty?
We got time for one more or two more?
Two.
Oh, wow. We got all the time in
the
world.
Yeah, I just checked. Cool. Okay. You guys want to play some Tom Petty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? All right.
An American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere else. And after all, it was a great new world with lots of places to run to. Yeah, if she had to die trying, she had one little promise. That night, she stood alone on a balcony. Yeah, she could hear.
are Hunter, and if you like what you're listening to, please feel free to check out our CD online. You can find us at facebook.com/hunterbandofficial. And you can also catch us at our next show, which is February 24th at Fody's Tavern in Nashua, New Hampshire. So that's the next one booked as of now, but you can follow us online.
Maybe you can get in touch with us and book us a show.
Or you can book us.
We can even play at your house, if that's what you want. You guys want to play the last one now?
Mm-hmm. It's
Anyone
been real,
want to
guys.
Introduce it?
This song is called...
It's the last track on our CD.
Vagabond.
Vagabond.
Right?
Yeah.
To get the coffee for free, 'cause we don't got any money. All we know is what we need. Don't get lost in politics, 'cause they can't help us get our kicks. And I don't know our destiny. All I know is I love your company. Futures now, get up and beats keep me moving on my feet. And it feels so good just to see, but still I do get sad beneath the sheets when I miss my dad. In childhood dreams, I'll live this one out till the grave. There's no time to spare, let's miss the egg. Future's now, get up and ready.
Right and see you as a kiss.
Your heart in my head, drink made of blood, but the seed of love, the Butterscott there with their ode in a way to basically all of the music of my childhood that I loved the most called Do the Nothing, which we hope that people are not doing. Do the everything. Do the everything you can. Prior to that, what about Naomi off the We Are Not Trump album, I believe, to benefit the ACLU. The song Someone Else's Fool, with lyrics and vocals by our very own Phil Fleming, who I believe was on last week.
I think he was on last week.
Phil, we love you. Prior to that, Carissa Johnson, Only Roses off her album of the same title, and Matthew Connor with Batman and Robin off Night After Night, his most recent EP. You know who I have here in the studio? It's Hunter. Boom.
Hello. Oh, now I hear myself.
Yay, magic.
That's us.
That is you. It is all four of you. Thank you. We just were treated to a full set from you guys from Studio D, and I really appreciate it for you guys coming in and performing for us and chatting with us. Would you mind terribly going around and introducing who you are, what you play in this band, and if there are other projects that you would like people to know that you're involved in, maybe mention that as well as we go around.
So am I starting?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm Connor. I play drums.
In Hunter.
In Hunter, which is this band.
I'm Cam, I play guitar in Hunter, this band.
And I'm Andre, I play bass in Hunter.
I'm in this band.
Such a bassy sound.
And I'm Hunter, and I play guitar and harmonica in Hunter.
And you play the vocals in Hunter.
I also play the vocals. So, Hunter, I'm guessing that the band Hunter is named Hunter because you are Hunter.
We actually found
I have a story about this.
Oh, God. They do this every time.
I'm eager to hear the story. I know that it's the obvious question, and yet sometimes the obvious question has some of the most entertaining answers.
It's a fake story.
It doesn't have to be.
Don't let them
especially in this day and age. It can be a false story. It can be a real story. It can be false. You can guess. And if you guess correctly, then you may or may not win something, such as, for example, my admiration forever.
Well, all right, tell her.
Good enough for me. So we started the band, and we needed to find someone named Hunter, obviously, for the band Hunter that we started. So we auditioned.
She was wandering down the street.
About 150 Hunters, and here we are.
That's beautiful.
We have our Hunter.
Were some of them just Hunters by vocation? Were they all named?
Oh yeah, there was a couple of those.
A couple just Hunters.
Yeah, just. We were in the woods. We did some auditions out in the forest.
Found it the hard way.
I love this.
Yeah.
Well, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but you all are based in Nashua, New Hampshire, right?
That is true.
My beautiful home state of New Hampshire.
It's pretty good out there.
There are a number of Hunters
in that state. Up in North Country.
That's right. That's right. Living free and staying alive by virtue of their hunting. Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful thing. You guys formed a few years ago. This is your third year that you're entering into.
We're going on our third year, yes.
Just about
soon.
And you have, your website is hunterthaband.com, is that right?
Yes.
So folks can get a hold of your recorded music that way. If people would like to see you in person performing live, I know that you sort of whet their appetite with your live set just now on WMFO. And we'll make that available to people online as of tonight. We'll be reposting that tomorrow and obviously sharing that with you so you can share it with your fans. But seeing you live and in person, your next show is coming up in a few weekends' time. Tell me a little bit about that show. Is that the 24th of February?
Show is the 24th of February. It's in Nashua, New Hampshire, and it is at Fody's Tavern, which is a... We like to go back there every month because that's where we played our first show, actually, a few years back. So it's kind of like our little home back in Nashua.
That's
so
nice to go having there. A place like that.
It
so
is.
Sweet.
It's a good thing.
That is sort of like your Cheers in a way.
Yeah.
It's our little nest.
You get to go and sort of nest there like that.
We do occasionally.
Do you have your own assigned mugs, or is it just...
Essentially.
It's a more of a figurative mug than anything else. I do understand.
We're on imaginary a first name mug. Basis there, so they definitely... We know them really, really well at this point, so it's a good relationship to have.
I imagine also coming back home is really nice after having been on tour. You guys have been away for a while.
It was so good.
A full month national tour.
Living in a van.
Living in a van, he says.
Yes. It was quite lovely. Although it's nice to come back. I mean, both are good. I like both.
We had our return show.
That was crazy. That was epic. What, last Friday?
That was on Friday that just passed. Yeah, that was our return home show. It was the first time anyone's seen us like since we got back. So that was good. Everyone was there.
Mm.
That's an amazing feeling. Whereabouts were you? Were you
on tour?
Yeah. Oh, on the tour.
Yeah.
We went all across the country. We went out as far as Colorado. And on the way out, we followed the Great Lakes states. You know, we went through like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and all those states, Wisconsin. And then we looped down to Colorado. We did New Mexico. We did Texas. And we did a lot of southern states too on the way back. So it was a very, very large tour.
And it was very fast paced for like the ground that we covered. We were driving like 7 hours on average every day almost.
Around there, yeah.
So you were driving every day and then performing.
Pretty much.
That night.
Yeah.
Or we'd drive after a show too and then sleep and then drive a little more the next day.
We'd be just, you know, after the show in New Mexico, we were out in the middle of nowhere. And it was actually really cold in New Mexico. I thought it was a desert. I thought it was going to be hot. But no, it was really cold. Yeah.
Yeah, driving.
And driving after our show there was spooky.
Do you have designated drivers or drivers who usually handle the driving? Do you always trade
this
off?
This guy.
We tried to take the wheel occasionally, but Andre wouldn't let us.
Well, I can't because my legs don't reach a pedal.
That's true.
That's the trouble with vans.
Yeah.
Short it's people. Tricky.
Andre the robot man.
Goes on the gas station coffee.
That is a huge amount of driving to be doing, especially if you're doing all of the driving.
Mm.
But I love it, though.
I kept him company.
Every minute of it. A lot of coffee.
It was only on the last day, on the last few miles, that he gave up the wheel. I'm going to take a nap.
I was like, oh, we're going to be having a long trip, so...
It's kind of like Forrest Gump when he runs back and forth across the country, and then he's like, I'm tired now, I'm going to go home. It's like, sort of that kind of thing. Like, you've been going for a while, and then just a little bit, he goes.
And then, ironically, on the last day when I drove, I messed up the directions, and we ended up on the wrong highway for a couple hours, so that's what happens.
Job.
I had
that's
one job fun. To do. Everyone
you
was asleep.
Had one job!
But that's how it winds up that Andre does all the driving.
Yeah, exactly.
And when I imagine knowing people who are drivers, I tend not to be the driver. I don't mind driving. I don't love driving. And I know for people who love the driving, if you are in a vehicle and you are not behind that wheel, it's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah. I think we all like driving, but I think Andre loves driving.
He's in love with driving.
I wish you could see the smile on his face right now. When you go see them on the 24th next month, you will be able to see the smile in person. I imagine that also comes out with the music. I'm sort of, as you can see, my view is almost as obscured as that of our radio audience.
Yeah.
But it sounded fantastic, and you guys obviously click well together. If you can be all four of you on the road for a month in a van, you must enjoy each other's company.
After a while, you just stop talking. Like, you just communicate like telepathically.
Everyone
almost.
Just reads or listens to their iPod. And
yeah. I mean, we're all obviously like nice. We weren't angry or anything like that. But at a certain point, there's no words that need
you
to be
said. You settle into your own routine.
We speak without speaking.
Yeah. We saw Roadrunner on the tour also.
You and that Roadrunner.
He
was obsessed.
Like
a
real Roadrunner? Yeah, a real one.
And antelopes.
Better
than a Roadrunner.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There were a lot of freaky animals in New Mexico.
Those shaggy cows.
Oh, yeah. They
have shaggy cows.
Cows with really long, like, curly hair and, like, bangs.
Long eyelashes.
Sideburns.
Contour.
Really weird, yeah.
Scottish cows?
I don't know if they were cows or if they were, like...
They were cows.
They just block the road and they don't want to move.
Yeah, they stand in the roads and you just have to wait till they get out of the way.
That is a beautiful thing. That reminds me of someone telling me about Indian weddings where if a cow happens to wander in, then everything stops until the cow wanders off. So like normally an Indian wedding would last 3 days unless a cow wanders by, and then, you know, it could be a week.
That's 5 days, 6 days.
Nice party. So you have your home base in Nashua. You have a couple of albums available on your site, is that right?
We have one release that was from the first year of being a band, and then we took the second year to tour, which we just got back from, and then now we're planning to hopefully in the summer months to release this next one.
So that's the second release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Very cool.
Another big tour this summer too, actually. We're doing another national tour.
We have a few.
Yeah.
Are you hitting some of the same spots, going back to some favorites, or
are hitting most of the same spots, but this time we're going to make it out to the West Coast too. We're going to do hopefully Seattle and hopefully Portland as well, in addition to everything else we did on this last tour. And we're also doing a little bit in Vermont and Maine too, so that'll
be
fun.
Very nice. Take care of the little corners.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Maine and Vermont are like two of my favorite spots to play in. They're really underrated.
Especially
like Burlington is awesome.
Or the spring and summer.
Yeah, we played there last summer and it was like beautiful. And
we really meshed well with those areas.
Yeah.
We actually went with Carissa Johnson.
Yeah, ironically.
Really?
Yeah.
She is lovely.
So shout out to her.
Yeah, that was fun.
Also, we stayed next to Stephen King's house.
He was our neighbor.
Tour.
Yeah, we stayed with like random people, and then their neighbor was Stephen King.
And that was in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Way up
the
north.
Coolest front gate. It was like a spider web,
mm-hmm.
and I want it.
That is amazing.
I'm going to take it.
Speaking of shout outs, I forgot to shout out for my boys in Dead Harrison.
Yes.
My boys.
We were just here a couple months ago.
That's right. I think that was the last time that I was on. So it's fortuitous that you're here. You're sort of bookending some time away from the radio. But I want to restate, just to be sure that folks know where to get a hold of your music. I'm going to play a song and we'll chit-chat a little bit more. Your website is harrisontheband.com.
Hunter the
Band. Why did I say, oh my God, H words. Oh my
together.
God.
Thanks, you know Andre. What? Keep that. We'll go
it's
with
my,
that.
It's my deep and abiding love of George Harrison, and sometimes it muscles in and pushes other things out. Hunter the Band.com, because otherwise you'd have to change your name and that would just be awkward.
I'll be Harrison.
George
Harrison might not be thrilled about it, but
he'll be fine. HunterTheBand.com. Your next show is coming up in Nashua, New Hampshire, at Frody's Band. Is that right?
Fody's Tavern.
Yeah.
Fody's Tavern. Nope,
nobody ever gets that one right.
Frody's.
Everyone always does that.
I want it to be Frodo's.
I want it to be Frodo.
It should be.
But Fody's Tavern. Right?
Did yes, I get it? You got it wrong.
Yeah, no, no,
no, but you giggle and
perfect.
I'm like,
I'm
no,
giggling
no.
I'm
getting wrong. It wrong again.
No, you're good.
On the 24th of February, which is a beautiful thing, and you'll be coming out with a new album this summer, as well as touring. So if you are far away and listening to this, not via your usual wireless radio, but online, and you are far away, then perhaps Hunter will come and visit you. Not you personally, because that might be a little too much. They
might
come to your house,
if you pay
stay
your
in
house.
Your basement, or, you know, living room. Maybe stay in your bedroom. Maybe you could sleep on the couch for once.
Yeah, come on.
Why don't you think of Hunter once in a while,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
We did that on the last
tour,
actually.
We'll play a show while we're jumping on your bed.
I like that. I like that. That's a nice image. Speaking of nice images, I'm gonna play a little tune here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chat a little bit more with Hunter. This is off a compilation called Beast, and this is a local artist by the name of Dutch Rebel. This is Rude Boy.
Rude Boy.
You was a warrior once, I can tell. I know the type, see they call me rebel. Heavenly flow sent my demons to hell. Wickedest thoughts in a beautiful shell. So I know all about pushing your limits. Always a fight, don't know how you got in it. Feel like the world could just fall any minute. And you keep on spinning, them sharks keep you swimming. I know I can get you where you trying to go. Know that that word got you stressing. Those who don't know you talk about count your blessings. But not counting money is out of the question. I know that you've been through a lot.
You rough around the edges and baby that's smooth. Couldn't imagine a mile in your shoes. Mute on my views, it's all about you. I'ma just sit here and pour up this drink. Spill what you think if you please. Sit back and take in these trees. Cocked in this heart not to squeeze. All of these haters around me, all of that stress around you. Know a little bit about that too. But see, here's what we gon' do. We gon' continue to ride even if we collide and we screaming outside. Cause I know you don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving you while that attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. Mad love for my rude boys. I know you don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving you while that attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. I was told gotta get you a rough neck. Hollin' girl, so I call you a rude boy. From the hood, so you ride for your respect. Moving cues, so you move like a schoolboy. Lot of fights growing up, so you flip out. Wanna dip out every time that it gets too thick. Move in the streets, cruise to a beat. Need your relief, I just hope that you come back quick. Only scared of who I'm fixin' to be. Spittin' these writtens like sunflower seeds. All of your kittens are smittin' to me. Got me OT eating delicacies. They storytelling, they barely can read. My lady savages, y'all ain't my breed. So please believe, got love for my rude boy. Yeah, cause he riding for me. World on your back and your heart on your sleeve. Plus now they killing us.
Plus now they killing us.
No, they ain't feeling us.
No, they ain't feeling us.
Way too much reeling us.
Way too much reeling us.
Don't bite your tongue cause them scars last forever. Misunderstood cause you down for whatever. Shout out my hood and to all of my rude boys. Yeah, cause we riding together.
I know you don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving you while that attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. Don't mean to be mean. I know you don't mean to be rude. Just know that I'm down for the team. Still loving your wild attitude. See, life ain't always what it seems. So we do what we all gotta do. Mad love for my rude boys. Mad love for my rude boys.
Nice.
We were just talking about Hunter Band Official's Instagram page, which features, among other things, you guys destroying a cake and potentially clothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We destroyed the cake with our faces.
And mm-hmm. our clothing.
It does seem that way. This is Instagram.com/HunterBandOfficial. And you will find all sorts of beautiful photographs. Is that a Dan Electro?
It is. Oh, that's yes. mine.
What?
I know.
She's pretty.
Cream color.
We're very much into old guitars.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I've been drooling over the Longhorn bass.
They're
super pretty.
Those things are awesome.
So you will want to follow Hunter on Instagram, not in person. Don't follow them in person.
We got just, a couple of just, those. You know,
keep normal your conversation. Keep your distance a little bit.
You can follow me a little bit.
just, you know, check in. Mind. Check
we
in
stare
ahead
easy,
of time.
Though, so.
Yeah, they're startlers. Don't startle them.
The startlers.
The startlers. Not this band's name. Hunter. You can find them on Reverb Nation. You can find them on Twitter. You can find them on SoundCloud. But most particularly, their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/HunterBandOfficial. It's the same as the Instagram. Super easy.
Easy.
And you were saying, Hunter, that this is the easiest and best way for people to find out information about your upcoming shows, your upcoming releases, your tours. And it seems like you have a few of those things coming up.
Yes, we do. Facebook is definitely the quickest and easiest way to reach us. We do answer like our other messages on the other sites, but Facebook is updated very frequently, a few times a day, I'd say. But you guys want to talk about our future stuff? Is that okay with you? We talk a little bit about.
Please do, please.
You want to tell them about May?
Well, in May, I think we went over this a little bit earlier, but we're going to Vermont, so that'll be fun. We're going to Burlington up there. We're going to
You want to tell them how it's a mini?
Oh yeah, the one in May is just like a little miniature tour. We're doing a week in Vermont, a week in Maine. You know, just a couple weeks here and there. You know, a little taste of the big summer tour that we're going to be going on. So getting warmed up for it.
You guys are busy.
Very busy.
We're busy people.
You want to tell them about the summer one?
Oh well, we're going all across the country. So
again,
yeah, again. Except this time, we're going from Minneapolis. We're going all the way across Montana and North Dakota and Idaho, and then going all the way over to Seattle and Portland and maybe Vancouver, hopefully. So
we're kind of doing the first leg of the national tour that we just got back from, the Still Hunting Tour, and then we're branching out into a few different areas this mm-hmm. time around, but it'll probably end up being a little bit longer yeah. than the Still Hunting Tour.
And we're skipping the South this time.
And we're skipping the South for now. We'll
especially
probably
in the
be
summer.
Back there.
Yeah, it's too hot in
too
the summer.
Sweaty.
Yeah. Too sweaty.
Now we know to really look at the weather yeah. for the locations that we're visiting.
It was a little chilly on the last
tour. Snowbirds.
It was quite chilly.
It does sound it. You don't think about the desert being cold.
No, and you also, although you do think about Minnesota being cold in November.
Yes.
That was super cold.
It was zero yeah. most of the time.
It was about zero most days.
Did you have proper boots?
No. We didn't have proper anything. You didn't have boots. You had running shoes.
And they were thick.
What? Thick what?
They were thick running boots.
Right.
Very thick running boots.
Two pairs of socks.
And we had sleeping bags, and that was nice. I spent most of my time in my sleeping bag.
I woke up in like various armpits occasionally yes. throughout this tour. Yeah. Whoever was closest.
That's what happens when you sleep in a van.
That's a hazard. That is a hazard of van travel.
It was warm.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
and fragrant, perhaps. Sorry,
free fragrance.
You could say that. That's
can
one way
call
of putting
our next
it.
Tour Van Torison because we're in a van.
Don't say this. What if someone
gonna take
it?
Copyright.
We're
2017.
You can't.
The Van Gogh tour.
I like it.
Van Gogh. Oh, there you go.
I like it.
I'm grasping at straws.
We got plenty of ideas.
You're full of ideas.
Yeah.
And most of them involve cake.
Yes.
I like that pronunciation on involve there.
Thank you. I was aiming for some kind of Alan Arkin thing. I'm not sure I made it.
I liked it.
But that's what I was going for. Was this a birthday party? This was your homecoming show.
That was a birthday party for us.
What?
The cake that I got.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Hunter birthday.
Yeah. Like were celebrating you? That we're back.
I like it.
And that cake wasn't that good, though, so.
Hey, it was $14.
It was also on discount because it was like 3 or 4 days old.
It's true. I did get it off the discount.
But it does explain because a good portion, I could see from the pictures on your Instagram, a good portion of that cake wound up not necessarily in your mouth.
It stuck to the face a little bit.
But that's okay.
It's
you absorb
too.
Nutrients that way. It yeah. comes through the skin. It's like a treatment.
When you're like rubbing cake all over your face and your clothes, it doesn't taste as good either.
Moisture.
Because like there was a few points where we got, you know, we'd eat some cake during this whole sort of endeavor. And the cake is not nearly as good when you're like covered in it and like it's
violently eating handfuls.
Yeah, it's really not fun.
You would think that's the dream, but
and when cake frenzy is like, that's
like eating
ideal.
Cake with a fork. Turns out it's a lot better, surprisingly.
Overrated.
Overrated.
I use sporks exclusively.
Yeah.
See, Hunter tries these things so you don't have to.
Don't shove cake in your face. It's not a good time.
Yeah. We're testing.
Just use a spork or something. It's a lot safer. All right. Shall we play another tune and then we can come back and wrap it up? Remind folks about the show that's coming up on the 24th of January. In Nashua, the homecoming show at the tavern that I want to call Frodo's. And it's not.
We'll ask him about it. Fodies.
Fodies. Fodies. Fodies. Don't tell the people at Fodies that I wanted to call them Frodo's.
I'll tell them.
They might be.
Frodo's tavern.
I'll ask if
I
we can.
I can never show my face again.
You're on notice.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'm in deep trouble. However, the band called The Drax right here are telling me to not be afraid, and I trust them and believe them. So also you, do not be afraid right here. And then we'll be back with more Hunter. More.
Say it's for a scary thing. You better love yourself.
We all must be brave. Don't be afraid. The Drax right there from their self-titled album. Yeah, preach. Don't be afraid. Hunter want you to know that. We have had the great pleasure of Hunter in their entirety being here in the studio. Is that kind of weird?
Full body.
To hear like your name in their entirety. Like, I'm just imagining my, like...
My entire
We have Pam in their entirety.
As though we're one giant like, Hunter.
There's, like, you, and then there's, like,
it's like
greater
Megatron.
You. Yeah, it is like Megatron. Or Mega Man.
Let me tell you the entire series.
It's the collective, yo.
Here's the way this all goes. We're just delighted that you were here.
Thank you.
To perform for us.
Delighted to be here.
It was
here.
Fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And you're performing live for folks at... Fodie's Tavern in Nashua on February 24th. You're going to be going on tour, a couple tours this spring and summer, and coming out with a full length toward the close of that. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Not everything, yeah. That's
as long as nothing goes wrong.
Nothing ever goes wrong.
Which it will.
So positive.
The Doom and Gloom Band. Hunter. Yeah. Do you have any parting words that you'd like to share with our people?
I'd like to say thank you for having us. Please check us online at facebook.com/hunterbandofficial. We enjoyed playing for you and talking to you, kind of, through the radio.
Talking at you.
Talking at you.
No, that's a little hostile.
In your general direction.
Check out our stuff online and please try to catch us at a live show before we're too far away from you on tour.
Exactly.
Anyone else?
Be awesome to each other. What's the Bill and Ted? Be excellent
yes.
to each other. That's
yes.
what it is.
To each other.
I sort of triggered something in my brain there. Yeah, so be excellent to each other. You have anything to say?
I'd say that's pretty good.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Words to live by. Thank you very much, all of you. And
thank you.
To close, I thought it would be only appropriate after the week that we've all had to play the Blackstone Valley Singers off their album, It's a Sin. This song is called... It is a sin to tell a lie. Enjoy.